1 Chronicles chapter 26. At the end of its 40 years of tenure as king, the government of Israel under the leadership of King David is established. All the functions were important, from temple security, finance, and foreign relations to international trade. But what strikes me most is the importance of the administration of justice. When we are informed of criminals who have committed crimes more than once and then released, only to commit them again, I have doubts as to the capacity or honesty of judges or the judicial system in general. Poor treasury decisions cause loss of resources, but bad decisions by judges may result in loss of lives. I remember that many years ago, a judge committed suicide when, after having released a pedophile, the released prisoner committed a crime again. From the Israelites, Keninah and his sons were assigned duties away from the temple as officials and judges over Israel. Both declare that God is a righteous judge. God manifests his righteous judgment in the Old Testament mainly for those who do evil, and his justice is not always exercised here and now. His righteousness will be most fully manifested in the hereafter. In the New Testament, his justice is also manifested in rewarding those who do good, and Paul mentions a crown of righteousness. Now, a prize is waiting for me, the crown that will show I am right with God. The Lord, the judge who judges rightly, will give it to me on that day. Yes, he will give it to me and to everyone else who is eagerly looking forward to his coming. Lord, I want to live this day in such a way that this day does not pass in vain, that you find me in something worthy of your approval and appreciation.